Go ahead.
You know, I say to you though, you gotta make sure everybody has the complete picture, so they just don't look and go, oh, you know, they didn't hit anything. Well, we didn't, but we got the information that we needed, but the other eight did hit. So we're still focused on, you know, a high grade system. We're still focused on 200 million ounces at Las Coloradas. We're focused on Amaloya, which is our second project, which will be our first drill program coming up in March mm-hmm. of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a million ounce target. So, you know, we see this, and where I'm bouncing around here, you see that price fluctuation in silver and whatnot, but the reality is we were always intent on, you know, the supply and demand in the space. And we know that we're not meeting the demand of what's required. So again, I say to you and your listeners and whatnot, if you want that opportunity to look for something, you know, with big upside, Kingsman is your company.
Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What a ride. It's been fantastic, exhilarating, and terrifying all in one saying, if you would, in one scoop here. Talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets, and let's take a deeper dive into the company. What a ride here. Comment about that. I'm sober.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this meteoric rise, both, you know, in the precious metal sector, both in gold and silver, and I'm the first one to put up my hand and say I'm not smart enough to comment on, you know, this retracement, if you call it that, or this pullback, or, you know, the rise itself, and JP Morgan shorting and then covering. And, you know, what I've been telling our shareholders, Andy, is the fact that, you know, we keep our head down. We keep doing what we're set out to do. And, you know, reflecting back 3 years ago, we entered into this space when silver was $30. But, you know, the silver price, while we got caught up in that euphoria, like a lot of people, and it's going to continue, I believe, you know, we were always the supply-demand exit strategy, and that's what we're going to continue to focus on.
Yeah, well said. So a real quick disclaimer to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Kingsman Resources. Kingsman Resources is also a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. On any pullbacks, I like the project so much, and this is not advice. I'll be buying more. It's probably my number one, not holding, but number one silver play as of right now. I just love what you guys have, or what I think you guys have, or what we think you have in the ground, Scott. And I love how you run the company. So, but again, do your own due diligence to all my viewers and listeners. Scott, so yes, a meteoric rise, but talk to me a little bit, take a little bit a review here, why Kingsman is so well positioned for whatever the price of silver ends up being, why you're so positioned. And I mean that with, where are you guys at? How many ounces do we think you have in the ground? And then we'll go from there. The recent news that you just had come out.
Sure. So just to recap for your viewers and listeners, we have two projects. They're both located in the state of Chihuahua in northern Mexico, in particular the area of Parral. Both of them are brownfields. Both of them have past producing mines on them. So our logic and our theory was the best place to find a mine is where there was one. So, you know, I'm going to fast forward, Andy, and say we did, you know, we completed a drill program fall of last year. We've had some very significant intersections and numbers, which is buying into, you know, our theory here that as we go deeper, the mineralization gets better, it gets wider. And I suggest, you know, your listeners go back and listen to those interviews that we've done in the past. But when we talk about this meteoric rise, and I said, you know, we get caught up in that, you know, we get caught up into that. Something that I did as a company is, you know, momentum is one thing with the silver price, but we took the opportunity to finance the company here, 10 days ago, where
Good timing.
we took a cash injection of 11.4 million dollars Canadian. So, I went back and I looked at our last interview, and at that time I said, "Oh, we're fully financed. We have 28 million shares outstanding," which I was, pretty happy for us as shareholders. And I said, "We're ready to go," which we were. But then, like I say, this momentum, everything caught up. We had a number of banks knocking on the door, and I elected to do another financing. It was done at $2.25 a share Canadian. So those viewers can go back and look, how over the last 3 years, every catalyst that we've met, we've been able to raise additional capital. Well, now we find ourselves with just a little over $16 million in cash and 33 million shares outstanding. So,
Well done.
50 cents a share in cash for a junior. And then we have another $3.7 million that will come in through the exercise of warrants.
Yeah.
So, we're in a pretty enviable position as a junior, because one of the comments you made to me was, companies tend to come, explore. If they miss, they disappear. Well, I'm going to tell you, we're not going to disappear. And as long as that drill bit keeps delivering the value, I think, we have tremendous upside. So I put that out there because, like I said, it's a pretty enviable position to be in. I would put Kingsman up against any junior. If you can find another one that's structured like we are and put together with the projects, we could go toe to toe on that.
I would agree 100% everything you just said, but go ahead.
I mean, so we talk about that, and then I have to go back and talk about the press release, or a couple press releases after we had our talk. We put out an additional three holes. I'm going to tell you that two out of the three missed. But that's the nature of our business. And when I say missed, yes, it missed mineralization, but what we did, Andy, is we stepped out along that strike of the old mine, and we drilled a hole 50 meters out, and we drilled it. We went through the zone. However, it was mined out. So the old timers beat us to it. It was supposed to be there where we drilled, and we got the intersection, but they had taken the ore out of there. So again, it gave us good geological information. And I go back to, 8 out of 11 is not a bad not bad odds in our industry.
Not a
So
bad batting average at all. Go
you
ahead.
know, I say to you though, you gotta make sure everybody has the complete picture, so they just don't look and go, "Oh, they didn't hit anything." Well, we didn't, but we got the information that we needed, but the other eight did hit. So we're still focused on, a high grade system. We're still focused on 200 million ounces at Los Colorados. We're focused on Amaloya, which is our second project, which will be our first drill program coming up in March of this year. And that's a 1 million ounce target. So, we see this, and where I'm bouncing around here, you see that price fluctuation in silver and whatnot. But the reality is we were always intent on, the supply and demand in the space. And we know that we're not meeting the demand of what's required. So again, I say to you and your listeners and whatnot, if you want that opportunity to look for something, with big upside, Kingsman is your company, because that's what we do. We're good explorationists.
Yeah, I would echo all of that. Also, what really got me attracted to you is not only what you have in the ground, but how disciplined you guys were in your share structure. I mean, that's music to my ears, who pays a lot of attention to share structure. And then also, when you marry that to what you had, you just said upside of 200 million ounces. I mean, that is crazy huge. And the first time you told me that, I laughed, and I wasn't laughing at you. It was just a laugh of, this is huge.
Yeah, we're in that part of the world where they can be huge, and we're in that part of the world where we have producers surrounding us. So whether silver's, $75, I think is where it is this morning, or whether it's 100 or whether it's at $30, what we have, they're gonna want.
It matters.
And they were making money at $30 silver.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now they were making a lot of money when it was $120. They're
Yeah.
still making a boatload of money at, 72, and they're still looking for, ore replacement.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, talk to me about the drill results that just came out.
So the drill results that just came out, as I mentioned, we have an old past producing mine called Las Coloradas. It's 300 meters in length. It's approximately 150 meters deep. It went to the water line. And what we did is these last three holes that we just announced, we stepped out from that 300 meters. So we stepped out 50 meters. We stepped out 50 meters. We drilled. What we found is the drill intersected what we call old workings. So while the zone was there that we anticipated, we were like, okay, we know it's here, let's drill it. We drilled it, and then you have a void. And that void was because the old miners came in there and they pulled it out. We then stepped out another 50 meters, and that hole was a 15.7 meter intersection. So in the past, I always say this was a high grade underground silver mine. Had mining widths of, 0.8, a meter and a half. They didn't have the widths that we're encountering as we're going deeper. So that gave us a lot of confidence that, or further confidence, I guess, that what sits below here gets richer, and we're getting greater mining widths. And I think the other important part here is we encountered this at 70 meters. So very shallow. You
Yeah.
look at other operators in the area and they're down at 500, 600 meters. We're talking 50 meters vertical depth.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden now the story becomes even better in the sense that if you were so inclined to go get that, or you would do it from certain, you'd go down the old adit and you'd go pick it up and you'd take it out.
Right.
The cost is not astronomical.
Right.
So that's what I would say about those last three drill holes.
Got it. Got it. So to walk me through really going through the next to the end of the quarter, you got another drill program starting, if you would, on your other project.
Yeah, so something you talked about for catalysts. So we will be drilling at Las Coloradas because we're going to follow up on those holes that we have drilled
Love the
and the
aggression.
targets that we didn't drill. So we've got that program. And then Amaloya, which is 30 kilometers away, which is predominantly a gold system as opposed to a silver system, it's predominantly gold. We are going to do an approximate 7,000 meter drill program, first pass there. It's going to be the same steps that we took at Las Coloradas. So we're going to go in, we're going to drill those holes. We know from the previous operators that there is mineralization there. In fact, we have the results of their 7 RC reverse circulation holes that they drilled. So, naturally, you would step into that and say, okay, well, they drilled the 50 meters. They were getting, 9 grams over good widths. Well, we're going to go back in there and we're not going to drill 50 meter holes. We're going to drill 150 meter holes. We're going to drill HQ so we get the solid core.
Nice.
So that's a fraction of Las Coloradas. Or
Right.
sorry, that's a fraction of Amaloya.
Right.
And I think I mentioned in my previous interviews that, Amaloya is three times the size of Las Coloradas.
Just to
So,
get laughing to get an idea.
I guess Andy too is as an operator, and you talk to a lot of junior companies. One of the biggest challenges for a junior is capital. It's always capital. You always, as the president, CEO of a junior mining company, you always look at your budgets and then you look at your capital. And, if you don't have that success, then you got to go back to the market. And I'm going to confidently tell you, we do not, as a company, have to go back to the market. Again, I keep saying,
That's fantastic.
$16.4 million in cash, with a company with 33 million shares out. And I know you kind of give me the gears when I say the drill bit drives value, but any success that we have with that drill bit, it's going to be reflected in our share price. There's no
Yep.
question. And right now, people will say, Scott, you did the financing at 225. The stock's trading at, $2 Canadian. That's just a natural reaction to the environment that you and I are in right now, the narrative. That's just a natural pullback.
Yep.
Did it really change anything? No, it
Yeah.
didn't. Other than, the narrative and what people see and go, oh, you pulled back. So, and I just go, nothing's changed,
Yep. Yeah.
really.
Well, no, very well said. And you just alluded to just previously, 15 to 20 minutes ago, that it's exactly that. Nothing's changed. And mining companies are printing money at $30 silver, or whether that's $50 silver, or 70 or 80 or 100, whatever that number is, the margins are just, they're exceptional, if not exponential, really, and exponential at this kind of silver price. Even at, why I looked at around $70 an ounce, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah, and I say we're in the right space, and your projects continue to deliver. Somebody's going to knock on your door, and the demand, it's there.
Yep. No, well said.
And all the other things that are making the markets go crazy or up or down, I'm not smart enough to comment. I want to stay focused on what we're doing and putting our budgets together and drilling. So we'll have many more conversations, I'm sure. And in the meantime, you just put your head down.
Yeah. Well said. I'll just talk to my viewers and listeners real quick. Again, this is not financial advice. It's not investment advice, but two things that really attracted to King, well, three things that attracted to me as an investor to Kingsman Resources. Number one is really my relationship with Scott. Scott is really, and I have really gotten to know each other over the last several months. And this is, I have a lot of trust in Scott. I'm only speaking for myself, just the way he, and that's just gained over time, just the way he does business, but it's also reflective in my, the second thing is really just the share price. Guys, this is a really tight share price, and that really checks that box. In fact, I think it's, to all the companies that I've invested in, this is the tightest share structure. He's looking to deliver value to the shareholders. And Scott, I am very, very appreciative of that as a shareholder.
Thank you.
Number one. Number two, that was number two. Number three, it's the rocks are the rocks. It's what's in the ground. And this, when Scott told me on a previous talk that has been recorded, go look at that video, I laughed at him when he said there's 200 million ounces in the ground. And it was, it might have been a little disbelief, but I don't have the disbelief anymore. I mean, that's just a crazy amount of silver. And then you put on the cherry on top, the gold. I want to say it was 2 million ounces projected, possibly in the
Correct.
ground. There's just an incredible amount of value there, guys. So, Scott, if people want to do business with you, if they want to do more research, and I highly advise you, I will advise you to do research on Kingsman Resources. How do they find you? And then what exchanges are you traded on? And what are your ticker symbols?
So we're traded on the TSXV under the KNG as our symbol. We are traded on the OTC under KNGRF, and we're also traded in Frankfurt under TUY. And then again, Andy, pick up the phone, send me an email, I'll respond. And whether it takes me 24 hours sometimes when we're in the field and whatnot, but I do respond, and I love talking to shareholders because they're your most important asset in a junior company. They're the people that are believing the vision.
Yep.
That are following. So
Yeah,
that's
Scott's very responsive to all my viewers and listeners. I mean, he'll ping me, or I'll ping him on a weekend, and he always picks up for me. So, anyway, so Scott, well, thank you so much. Kingsman Resources, love to have you on again in the next couple of weeks, or just to get an update and just talk about the company and really silver.
great. Thanks, Andy.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.